The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus summoned the 12, gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, take nothing for the journey, neither a walking stick nor a sack, nor food nor money. Let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them. Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. If you ever have the chance to see the movie on Vincent de Paul, whose feast we celebrate today, I highly recommend it. The one that was made about 60 years ago. Excellent. There's so much to be said about this great saint who lived to be 80 years old, lived from 1580 to 1660, that I'll focus on one aspect of his life. And the many trials, tribulations, crosses, setbacks he had for love of God and for love of the salvation of souls, but especially the poor. He came from a very poor family. But he was ordained when he was 20 years old. And when he was ordained, the sole purpose of his life was he wanted to be famous. He wanted to be famous. And he was chosen to be the chaplain of the queen. He was very, very gifted. So God purposely entered into his life to humble him. So I like to tell various stories in his life which God intervened in a very painful way to humble him so that as a result of these humiliations, he's going to become one of the greatest saints in the Catholic Church. First humiliation. He was in the sea. He was kidnapped by pirates who were Muslims. He ends up in Africa for 3 years, basically a slave of the Muslims. How would you like to be a slave of the Muslims in Iraq for 3 years? But constantly he was begging the Lord and the Blessed Mother for help. He had to depend on God. And one of his masters was a Muslim, said, you know, look, you're a Catholic, you're a priest, just give that up. Give that up. You become a Muslim, you're going to become rich and famous, which was his temptation, huh? He resisted. So finally, he was set free and he came back to France, and he learned basically the basic arts of medicine when he was there. Okay, the next trial. He was sharing a domicile with some man who had a lot of money, The money disappeared, and his friend accused Vincent de Paul of having stolen every penny of that money. He was calumniated. He was slandered. And he didn't do anything to defend himself. And finally, the money was found, and he was exonerated, but that was very painful. How would you feel if you were someone said that you were a thief, and they spread it all over the town? That'd be painful. See how God was hammering away at him. He's hammering away at him. Okay, the third would be, God already allowed, some of you have seen the letters came out about 3 years ago with Mother Teresa. God allowed Vincent de Paul to go through the dark night of the soul when he was very young. So God was basically stripping away everything in this man that he was going to choose to be one of the most influential figures with Francis de Sales. They were good friends in the 1500s and 1600s. Okay, other humiliations. He leaves being the chaplain of the Queen, and he's asked to be a pastor in a little town where the faith was basically dead. Have any of you seen the movie? Okay, here's another humiliation. He enters into his new parish. Hopefully, if you get a new priest here, you're going to welcome him. I hope so. You know how he was welcomed? Remember the scene. He said he's entering in and people are spying him through the windows, and he's welcome. They start to throw rocks at him. And you're going to go like this. Bienvenida. What a warm welcome, huh? And then he finds lodging in one of the poorest dumps in the whole town. You got to see the film. So there he is. He has to climb up about the third floor. And he's got to share a room. He's sleeping on basically a pile of hay with a reformed criminal. And below, about every 20 minutes, when he's trying to get some rest, he hears, and de Paul says, "What the heck is that?" That's the crazy lady. So it's a crazy lady that every 20 minutes would go like that. How would you like that? Then there is the man that would be beating his wife every night. Another. Then to make things worse, there's a poor woman that sends his daughter up to try to seduce Vincent de Paul. So after a hard day's work, at least he can get a good night's rest, huh? So one other point I'm trying to make here is, do you people want to follow Christ? Eh? You got to go through trials. But he would cling to God. So much to be said about him. But I'm going to say something, when I say Vincent de Paul, oh, the St. Vincent de Paul Society, fine. Vincent de Paul would be the Mother Teresa of 400 years ago. You're right, but not totally. Vincent de Paul, something happened to him that happened to St. Alphonse Liguori. Same thing. One occasion, Alphonse Liguori was in a ship, and there was a storm on the sea, ended up in this, on the shore of Naples, and he gets off and he sees these shepherds, and he sees these shepherds, they don't know anything at all. So Alphonse founds the Redemptorists to basically help out the poor, preaching to the poor. Now Vincent de Paul noticed this, the poor farmers, they were going to confession, but they were making bad confessions. They were holding back their sins. He said, these guys are going to hell. You've got to go to confession. You've got to confess well. You can't be hiding your sins. So what does he do? Like St. Alphonsus, like John Bosco, young men are starting to come to Vincent to help him out. So he forms, guess what? The Vincentian priests. And what is the charism of the Vincentian priests? They're in seminaries working in the formation of priests. So I see that aspect of his life just as important as giving food to the poor. He's forming priests to be able to form the conscience of the poor. His life is fascinating. I'd like to tell two other short anecdotes in his life. If you've ever seen a picture of Vincent de Paul, there are a lot of depictions, but you'll often see him kind of like a hunchback. At the end of his life, his health deteriorated, and he was kind of like a hunchback at the end of his life. So one occasion, he was walking out of a building, and he had his head lowered, and a guy almost knocked him down. And the guy cursed him out, and he apologized for having been an obstacle in the way of this man. Shortly afterward, the man went into church, and he noticed that that same man was Vincent de Paul celebrating the Mass. So he went up to him and asked pardon. Then they became great friends. Talk about humility, the third degree of humility of Ignatius. Now, if I were to ask you this, this should be the $1,000 question. What was his greatest suffering at the end of his life? None of you would know. But I'm going to tell you. Is that one occasion his father came to visit him, and he was embarrassed of his father because his father was poor and uneducated. So he was ashamed of him. His whole life, that was his greatest suffering, that he was ashamed of his father. Remember the last scene when he's about to die? Beautiful. There he is, he's 80 years old, he's deteriorated, he's in a carriage. It's late at night, it's raining and it's muddy. And he looks out, there weren't lights back then, and he saw something or someone there laying in the mud. It was a poor person that was dying. And Vincent de Paul, who has no longer any strength, gets out of the chariot and he lifts the man into the carriage. Then Vincent de Paul falls back without any strength. And then you see Vincent de Paul dying. And everyone knew he was dying. And all the most famous people in the world wanted to say goodbye to him. What did he do? The Queen wants to see you. Prime Minister, I want to see the last postulant of the Daughters of Charity, which by the way is the biggest religious order in the world today. We have to renew their vows every year. And the youngest inexperienced postulant comes in and says, sit down. And the last talk he gives is a talk on what charity really is. And he says, if he did the liturgy of the hours, he says, look, we are the servants of the poor. They are our masters. One day you're going to realize how heavy the cross is to sometimes help out the poor people. How heavy the cross is. But in the end of our life, we're going to be judged on love. Love for God and the way we treat other people. And then Vincent de Paul dies. So he's an incredible saint. Any of you like to teach or catechism, I've told you about 10 different stories in his life. And there's so many beautiful stories that I feel so humbled because how humble he was and how many trials he had, but how much he loved God. So let's all, hopefully today you have a new friend. And your friend is the great Saint Vincent de Paul. Amen.